Job 11, 5 and 6. But oh, that God would speak and open his lips against thee, and that he would show thee the secrets of wisdom, that they are double to that which is. Know therefore that God exacteth of thee less than thine iniquity deserveth. Another friend of Job, Zophar, speaks up about his affliction, and he has a lot to say. Men often speak at length on matters which they don't understand. This is a common character flaw. It becomes obvious to any reader of this book that Zophar knows precisely nothing of what he speaks. At least two of Job's friends have come to the conclusion that he is being punished for sins, when we know he is not. Zophar doubles down, saying essentially, God is going easy on you. We see how bad this makes Zophar look in the text. Perhaps we can learn from his folly. Do we speak without knowledge? Do we make big statements without knowing any of the facts? This is destructive and discouraging. It's not the behavior of a true friend. Delivering bad news is difficult enough. Let's not deliver ignorant opinion in place of the news. Job 11, 5 and 6. But oh, that God would speak and open his lips against thee, and that he would show thee the secrets of wisdom, that they are double to that which is. Know therefore that God exacteth of thee less than thine iniquity deserveth.